Welcome, everyone, to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange session. Today's topic is WebSphere Partner Gateway version 6.2.1, profiles migration to WebSphere Application Server version 7 using the WAS Migration Wizard. The session is scheduled to be an hour in length, but might extend to an hour and a half for the presentation and the Q&A period. If you have not yet joined the web conference, please do so now. The web conference address is available on the WebSphere Technical Exchange site. Today's webcast will include an online presentation. Once you are in the web conference, you will see that presentation. If you are unable to access the web conference at this time, please go to the WebSphere Technical Exchange site and click on today's presentation title. The document that displays will contain the PDF file. You can also obtain a copy of the PDF file by visiting the Technical Exchange program on Twitter at twitter.com/IBMWSTE. This call is being recorded, so you can replay it at your convenience. Early next week, the MP3 file along with the presentation will be available on the previous webcast tab of the WebSphere Technical Exchange site. During the presentation, all lines will be muted. After the presentation, I will ask you to respond to a few quick polling questions, and at the end of today's session, the lines will open for a question and answer period. For those of you who joined us via the web conference, you can also post your questions in the group chat. Precedence will be given to questions asked through the phone, and if time permits, we will also address questions in the group chat. Today's presenters are Michael Glenn and Max Terpolilli. Michael is an advisory software engineer who joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway Level 2 team in June of 2005. He works closely with customers in development to support the WPG products so as to ensure success in the marketplace. Max is an advisory software engineer who joined the WebSphere Partner Gateway L2 team about 7 years ago. He works closely with customers in development to drive WPG products to succeed in the marketplace. At this time, I'd like to turn the presentation over to Mike and Max, and if you're ready to begin, Mike, it's yours.
Thank you, David, and again, I'd like to welcome everyone to this presentation on Profiles Migration to WebSphere Application Server Version 7 using the WAS Migration Wizard. In general, customers would normally use scripts, depending on how complex their environment is, to migrate the profiles. However, this presentation will cover using the Migration Wizard. We would also like to make sure that since there will be a number of temp files created during this process, that customers verify their available disk space. Dave, if you can go to slide 2. In this presentation, we will be discussing the following items: stopping the WPG servers in WAS version 6.1, backing up the DManager profile on WAS version 6.1.0, and create the same on WAS version 7 using the wizard. We will then discuss migrating the DManager profile, then starting the DManager server and synchronizing the node. Next, we will be discussing backing up the hub profile on WAS version 6.1.0 and then creating the same on WAS version 7 using the wizard. And then we will discuss migrating the hub profile and starting the hub servers. If we can go to slide 3. So before migrating the profiles, we need to stop the WPG servers. To stop the WPG servers, you can either stop them using the WAS admin console by going to Servers, Application Servers, and then selecting the individual server and clicking Stop, or by issuing the command line stop server.bat or sh, depending on your operating system environment, space server name from the hub profile root directory slash bin directory. For example, in a simple distributed mode environment, you would issue the following command: stop server space BCG server. In a fully distributed environment, you'd be issuing a command such as stop server space BCG receiver or BCG doc manager or BCG console. In a simple mode environment, you would issue stop server space server 1. After stopping the BCG the WPG servers, the next step is to stop the BCG MOS server. You can do this also by either going to the WAS admin console and going to servers, application servers, and then clicking on or selecting the BCG MOS server and then click stop. Or you can go to your hub profile root bin directory and issue the command stop server space BCG MOS. So once all the servers are stopped, the next step is to stop the node agent, which can be done via command stop node from the profile root bin directory. Now, this will have to, depending on how many nodes you're running, this will have to be done in each node. Now, after the node agent is stopped, the last step is to stop the deployment manager. Use the command stop server space BCG D manager from the D manager profile root bin directory. So if we can go to slide 4, please. Now, to start the migration wizard, you would launch the migration.bat from the WAS 7 install directory / bin directory. Another way that you can start the migration wizard is from your first steps window, which can be launched by issuing the command first steps, either .bat or /sh, depending on whether it's Windows or Unix environment, from the WAS 7 install directory / first steps directory. After starting the wizard, click next on the welcome panel. Go to slide 5, please. The first profile to be migrated will be the deployment manager profile. Go to slide 6, please. Now, from the existing version detection window, select the installation to be migrated. If the existing installation is not detected, then check the box beside the specify the installation location if your existing product is not listed. Then browse for the location. Now, once the product is selected, you can click the next button. We'll go to slide 7, please. Okay, from the source profile selection panel, select the D manager profile from the drop down box. And then click the next button. And go to slide 8, please. From the target profile selection panel, you want to select the create new profile entry from the pull down. And then check the box to back up the target profile before migrating the source. Then click the next button. Then go to slide 9, please. From the profile creation parameters panel, you want to provide the values for the new profile, node, host, and cell. The cell name should be stay the same as the source profile. And then you want to click the next button. Go to slide 10, please. From the migration backup directory panel, you want to enter the path where you want the WAS 6.1 DMANAGER profile information to be saved. If the directory does not exist, it will be created. Then click the next button. And go to slide 11, please. From the application migration settings panel, you want to choose the Migrate and Install the Application radio button, and then you want to click the Next button. Go to slide 12, please. In the Next Application Migration Settings panel, you want to choose the Install the Applications in the Default Directory of the Target Version radio button. And then you want to click the Next button. And go to slide 13, please. From the DManager option panel, you want to leave the Do Not Disable the Deployment Manager of the previous version box unchecked. And then click the Next button. And go to slide 14, please. From the Port Values settings panel, you want to choose to use the port values assigned to the previous source installation radio button, and then click the Next button. Go to slide 15, please. From the Migrate Administrative Console Customize My Task Settings panel, you want to choose to use the default workspace user root location radio button. And then you want to click the Next button. And go to slide 16, please. From the Additional Migration Option panel, you want to check the box to migrate to support script compatibility. And then click the Next button. Okay, just go to slide 17, please. From the Migration Summary panel, you want to review the values entered from the previous panels to make sure they're correct. If needed, you can navigate back to update your selections by clicking on the Back button. Once you have verified these selections are correct, then you can click the Next button. Okay, if we can go to slide 18, please. In the Output from Profile Creation Processing panel, you want to verify the operation was successful. Else, you want to check the output log file for additional information. And then click the Next button. And go to slide 19, please. In the Output from Pre-Upgrade Processing panel, verify the operation was successful. Else, you need to check the output log file for additional information. And then click the Next button. Go to slide 20, please. In the Output from Post-Upgrade Processing panel, verify the operation successful completion. Else, you need to check the output log file for additional information. And then click the Next button. And go to slide 21, please. And then from the Migration Status panel, verify the operation successful completion. Else, you need to check the output log file for additional information. And then click the Next button. And go to slide 22, please. Now, from the Migration Wizard Next Step panel, you want to click on the Cancel button and then click Yes to exit the wizard. In the next panel, we will run the script to complete the migration of the Deployment Manager profile. So go to slide 23, please. From the DManager home bin location, You want to run the BCG dmanager migrate.bat or sh script in order to complete the migration. As an example, for Windows, you would run BCG dmanager migrate.bat space WPG underscore dmanager underscore home directory space WASB version v7 underscore home space WPG underscore WASB version 7 underscore profile underscore home space the profile name then the node name. As an example, you'd run like BCG dmanager migrate.bat space C colon backslash program files backslash IBM backslash BCG hub dash dmanager space and then C colon backslash program files backslash IBM backslash WebSphere backslash app server 7 space C colon backslash program files backslash IBM backslash WebSphere backslash app server version 7 backslash profiles space BCG dmanager space BCG dmanager. Important to note that if there is an existing deployment manager that is not created by the WebSphere Partner Gateway installer, then this step is not required. You will want just to go ahead and start the deployment manager before you proceed to the next step. And then you can start the deployment manager from the new dmanager profile locations slash bin. And you can run startmanager.sh for non-Windows and startmanager.bat for Windows and add the dmanager parameter. And you want to be sure that you start this as a BCG user in a non-Windows system. And go to slide 24, please. After your deployment manager started up, okay, then you will want to run syncnode.bat for Windows or syncnode.sh for non-Windows from your WPG hub underscore home slash WASND slash profiles slash BCG profile underscore name slash bin. The parameters are your dmanager host name or dmanager IP address and your dmanager SOAP port. For example, for Windows, you'd run syncnode.bat space dmanager host name space dmanager SOAP port. At this point, I'll turn this presentation over to my colleague, Max Terpilili, who will go through the process of migrating your hub profiles.
Yes, thank you, Mike. So let's move on to slide 25. We're already there, okay. So what we're going to see now, it is basically the same thing that we saw earlier for the deployment manager. We're going to apply the same concept for the actual WPG profiles, for the hub profiles. So we're going to start the migration wizard, as we saw, launching the migration bat or shell, depending on the operating system, and we will do that from the WAS7 install directory slash bin. Or another way to start the migration wizard is from the first step Windows, which can be launched by issuing the command first step from the WAS7 directory slash first step. Now, after starting the migration wizard, you have to click next on the welcome panel. So let's go to the next slide, please. Okay, so this is just to remind that the next step is to migrate the hub profiles. Let's go to the next slide, slide number 27, please. From the existing version detection window, select the installation to be migrated. Now, if the existing installation is not detected by the wizard, then check the box beside the specified installation location if your existing product is not listed. After that, browse for the location. And once the product is selected, click the next button. Next slide, please. Here from the source profile selection panel, select the BCG profile from the pull down. Then click the next button. And let's go to the next slide, please. From the target profile selection panel, select the Create New Profile, which is an entry from the pull-down of the panel, and check the box Backup the target profile before migrating the source. Then click the Next button. So let's go to the next panel, please. Here from the profile creation parameters panel, provide the names of the new profile, node, and host. And after doing that, click the next button. Go to the next slide, please. From the migration backup directory panel, enter the path where you want the WAS610 BCG profile information to be saved. If the directory does not exist, it will be created for you. Then click the next button. So let's go to the next slide, slide number 32. From the application migration settings, select the migrate and install the application radio button. And after doing that, click the next button. The next slide. Okay, in the application migration setting panel, select the install the applications in the default directory of the target version radio button. And after doing that, click the next button. Let's go to the next slide. Here from the port value settings panel, select the use the port values assigned to the previous source installation radio button, and then click the next button, which will take us to the next slide, slide number 35. From the Migrate Administrative Console customized My Task Setting panel, you have to select to use the default workspace user root location radio button. And after that, you click the next button at the bottom of the panel, which will take us to the next slide, slide number 36. From the additional migration option panel, check the box to migrate to support script compatibility, and then click the next button. Go to our next slide. And here from the migration summary panel, review the values entered in the previous panels. If you need, navigate back to update your selections by clicking on the back button. If your selection look good, then just hit the next button, which will take us to the next slide, slide number 38. Here in the output from profile creation processing panel, verify the operation successful completion. Else, check the output log file for additional information. After doing so, click the next button, which will take us to the next slide, slide number 39. Which is the output from pre-upgrade processing panel. In here, verify the operation successful completion. Else, check the output log file for additional information if any error shows up. After doing so, click the next button, which will take us to slide number 40. And in the output from post-upgrade processing panel, verify that the operation successfully completed. And as we saw before, if there are errors, check the output log file for additional information. And click the next button, which will take us to slide number 41. Which is the migration status panel, where you have to verify the operation successful completion. And if there are errors in here, as we saw in the earlier panels, go and check the output log file to collect additional information on the error. After doing so, click next to go to the next slide, which is slide number 42. And this is the migration wizard, the next step panel. So you can click next if you have additional profiles to migrate. If not, then just click the cancel button and then click yes to exit the wizard. In the next panel, we will run the script to complete the migration of the hub profile. Go to the next slide, slide 43, okay. From the WPG hub home/bin location, you need to run the BCG hub migrate dot bat for Windows, of course, or the BCG hub migrate.sh for Unix systems. For Windows, run BCG hub migrate.bat and then add parameters such as the WPG hub home, then the WAS7 home, the WPG WAS7 profile home, and the profile name. For example, BCG hub migrate /IBM/WebSphere/AppServer7/IBM/WebSphere/AppServer7/profiles and then next BCG profile, which is the profile name. Now, for non-Windows systems, you, of course, will run the BCG Hub Migrate with the same parameters as we saw for Windows, but you have to add the username and the user group. For example, for the default for WPG are BCG user and BCG group. So you will be running a BCG Hub Migrate.sh, passing as a parameter the WPG Hub Home, the WAS7 Home, the WPG WAS7 Profile Home, the profile name, the username, and the user group. Okay. So let's move on to the next slide, slide number 44, which tells us to start WPG servers in the WAS7 environment. Now, if the deployment manager is not up yet, start the deployment manager by running the command start server bat or sh and pass the parameter BCG DMGR from the new deployment manager profile root directory /bin. After the deployment manager is up, we're going to need to start the node by issuing the command start node bat or sh from the new BCG Hub profile root directory /bin. After that, we're going to start the BCG MAS server by running the command start server bat or sh space BCG MAS, and we're going to do that from the new BCG Hub profile root /bin directory. And lastly, we're going to start the WPG servers by running the command start server dot bat or dot sh, again depending on the operating system platform. Then we're going to provide the server name as a parameter, that can, such as BCG server, and we're going to do that from the new BCG Hub profile root /bin directory. So let's go to the next slide, slide number 45. And here we have some reference links that can be used to assist in the profile migration. The first link is about the installation and the migration guide for WPG 621. The second link is for the WAS7 Info Center documentation. The last link is a tech note that provides the detailed steps to migrate the WPG 621 profiles from WAS 6.1 to WAS 70. Go to the next slide, slide number 46. Okay, so in summary, we have illustrated how to stop the WPG servers. We have shown how to migrate the Deployment Manager profile using the Migration Wizard. Next, we've seen how to migrate the Hub profiles using the Migration Wizard. And finally, we've seen how to start our WPG servers using the new profiles. Okay, David, I think this is the end of the presentation.
Okay, thank you, Mike and Max, for a great presentation. Before we get to the question and answer session, we'd like to conduct a short poll. Questions will appear in the web conference, and your participation is greatly appreciated. Okay, thank you. And finally, I'd like to remind everyone to don't forget to connect with us. You can be notified about upcoming webcasts related to the product and topics discussed today by subscribing to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange mailing list. Just simply send an email to wsehelp@us.ibm.com with the subject of WSTE subscribe. This will give you a list of mailing lists and the ability to subscribe to them. Also, if there's a topic that you would like to see scheduled or if you have any comments that would help us improve our future webcasts, please feel free to let us know as well. You can also connect with us through our Facebook page and our Twitter account. Talk to us and let us know how we can make this program even better for you. We welcome any ideas that you may have. Thanks again for your participation. At this point, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions. Again, for those of you who joined us via the web conference, you can also post your questions in the group chat. Precedence will be given to questions asked through the phone, and if time permits, we will also address any questions in the group chat. Since there are no questions at this time, we will conclude the presentation. We hope the information presented today has been valuable to you. We appreciate your participation. We hope you will join us for future presentations, which will be announced on the WebSphere Technical Exchange site. Remember, a replay of today's presentation will also be available on this site in the next day or two. Thanks very much for joining us today, and thank you, Mike and Max, for presenting today.
Thank you.
Thank you.